God bless you. And let us pray. We come in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We come to you, Father, that you can feed us today. That's the reason that we are gathered together. Each one of us individually, Lord God, is thirsting, is wanting to hear from you. I'm studying here, Father, and I know, Lord God, that I can't even help myself. Unless you speak, Lord, no one can help anybody here, Lord. So we look up unto you. This morning, you gathered your children together. Lord, you never do that in vain. You never fail, Lord God, to feed us when you gather us the way you've gathered us. We want to commit each soul to your hearts. Individually, Lord God, each soul, Lord, take it to yourself. Father, feed it. Open its ears, Lord, and speak to it. Lord God, that when we come out of here, our hearts will be jumping with joy that, Lord, you've spoken to us. Open yourself to us, Lord. We want to know you. We want to know you, Father. We want to get closer to you, Father. We want to touch you, Lord. We want to be sure that this is not a myth, Father, but is the truth, Lord. That is what you desire. I've gathered some quotes here, and I know they are not sufficient even. But I want you to take over and speak now. Bless each one, Lord. Gather the courage, Lord God, and faith in each person, Lord, that we could have the faith that it takes, Lord, to get whatever, Lord God, that is desired in the heart of the people. I know each one of them, if we said that they raise up their hearts, Father, each one maybe would raise their hearts up for this, for that. And we don't need to do that because you are God and you know it. I now pray that you look down to each heart, Lord, and provide that which that heart needs. The others, Lord, listening in, wherever they are, Brother Dawn in Canada and the children there and the wife there, Lord, we want to commit them to you. And the others who are listening in, sometimes we don't know, but when we are done, we hear people who've been listening in. Let it be, Father, that whatsoever, Lord God, they need in their hearts, spiritually and physically, that will be provided for as you attend to each one, Lord. Is our prayer. Bless the people. Give us your spirit. Take in the filthiness from our hearts and put yourself in us, Lord, in such a capacity, in such an amount that, Lord, we know and recognize that we are you. We give glory now and honor, and we bless thy name as we bless the people now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray. Amen. We can get it.
I really don't know how to bring this, and I'm depending on him. Last time I had my quotes, and I put some of the quotes here that I had last time. And that was on Wednesday because Sister Esther and the girls were not there. That was on Wednesday. We are praying that God will help you to come around here. I know if you're around here, you'd attend fellowship, and that would be great. But I know you listen in. Every time I talk to them, they listen in. And maybe those others, like Bride is around here, but he doesn't come to the fellowship oftentimes. She's decided to work at night. She's a night person now. And it's good to see you again. And maybe she's going to night work. So we would desire that you people come around here so that we can be together more times. We love you. I didn't know how I went on Sunday. I didn't know. When I went home, my wife told me that that I would take that as a topic and just teach it step by step by step by step. I don't know I can do that because I didn't even plan to do what I did on Sunday. So I don't know whether I can be able to do that. But when I came the way I did, I wished that I had studied those things that I was saying that day. I'd never looked at them for many, many, many years. So maybe I left a lot of details. But I've not even gone back to look at what it was. This morning I tried to listen to myself a bit, but I didn't have time. Because Don also called me and told me that he really wanted those quotes and like that. And I didn't have the quotes. And again, maybe Brother Don also thinks that those quotes, those are the quotes. There was nothing like quotes. Those quotes were not there of what I was saying. So Brother Don wants those quotes. But I can gather them together. I can gather them together. He also told me to tell you, because he was asking you, where is part two and part three? He told me to tell you, I told him, it is in the YouTube. So he told me to tell you that is in the YouTube so that you can go see the part two and part three. He said that I preached them. What? My YouTube, yes, my YouTube. That's right, my wife is telling me to say it's my YouTube. He was telling me to preach it, the part two and part three here. But if I preach it, it will not come out the way I've preached there. It will be another part again. So I remember preaching it yesterday in the national, this thing that Brother Joshua has. Joshua has a group, and you people can get in there. Sometimes there are arguments there. I don't know whether arguments. You know that word has been misused. The word arguments has been very much misused. Every time that you say something that I don't see, and they say, "Brother, what are you saying?" And you say it again, and I say, "Brother, but I see it this way." And then you say, "But brother, this quote says like this." And then I threw a quote to you, and you threw a quote to me. That is called argument. And to me, people have thought that I'm a bad guy because I argue. To me, that is not argument. And if it's argument, then it's good argument. Then that argument is good. There's nothing wrong in that argument. I don't want this kind of a thing. I don't like it. This kind of a thing, when you say something, I just say yes, yes, yes. I don't like that. The only person that I should say yes to is Brother Branham or God, Jesus Christ. Amen. Nobody else.
That's right.
Brother Branham or Jesus Christ. Anybody else is checkmate. You have the liberty to checkmate, to second guess, to look at what I'm saying.
Amen.
That's why we have quotes. Look at it. I might be wrong, and you are the person who can help me. If I become like, if I say something, if you ask. Correct me.
Amen.
Correct me. If you think I'm wrong, correct me. What if we disagree? That's good. What? People have demonized things that are okay, but they are called names. There's nothing wrong if you don't see the way I see. There's nothing wrong. God, you help me, or God, you help me at some stage. Help you at some stage. That's okay. Let's all be under God. Let's pray for it. And seeing what I'm not seeing does not mean we are enemies. If you bring that we are enemies because you are not seeing the same way, you need to go to the altar. Something is wrong with your heart. Something is wrong with my heart. If I hate you because you don't see the way I see it, then You go to the go to God. Something is wrong with your heart.
That's right.
Not because you are wrong on your doctrine. No, in your spirit, you have a wrong spirit. There's nothing wrong in seeing differently. The only thing that I would have a problem with is if you saw different from the prophet. I'd have a problem with that now. But me, anybody, any man here on earth, any woman, that's okay. If you see differently, that's okay. And you should never be reprimanded because of that, or hated or anything because of that. That's the liberty in Christ. That's the liberty. You've got to go there and look at it. That's why we are preaching this about Nicolaitanism. Nicolaitanism is dictatorship where everybody must come to this man called Gomba and be under him. And if you say anything against him, you're now coming against Christ. Yep. I'm not Christ. Yes, I am. You know I am. Yes, I am. Because I'm one with him. That's true. But I'm also, you cannot worship me.
That's right.
That's why that angel could not worship Brother Branham in Revelation 22:8. He knelt down to worship Brother Branham. John did. And he said, no, you can't do that. You can't do that. Even if he was so much Christ until that John thought this is Christ.
Yeah, that's right.
He knelt down to worship. No, you can't do that. You cannot worship me.
Right.
How many times? You go in the book called Who Do You Say This Is? Who do you say this is? Go to that and paragraph 7, and you see, Brother Ram saying, that was 25th December. And he was saying, I, Lord, have made many mistakes, but I bring them all to your laps. He's a prophet, and he's calling you. He said, do you love me? Come and correct me. Prophet! Come, if you love me, come and correct me. And he said, love is corrective.
That's right.
If anybody stands here and he thinks he cannot be corrected, there's something wrong with that, brothers. And I have a problem with that. That's why people instill fear on others. The problem with me is I don't buy fear. They say that in Kenya. It was in New Zealand. Don't sell fear to me. I don't have fear. When it comes to this, what I don't have fear. I don't have. I just say, I have respect. I have respect. Sometimes you can say, I'm keeping quiet. Then you're saying things. You're just saying things. But face me, I'll tell you on your face, it's wrong. You can throw me out. I've been thrown out of the house several times. Thrown out. One time at night. And that night I was with a brother called Brother Dunga. I still remember because that's a story that we'll never forget. And that brother never forgets also. He tells me. We were thrown out at night after midnight in Nakuru. And that was my second time or that time to go to Nakuru. I didn't know where I was at all. And then the devil made sure that I don't know whether it is true that he multiplied the darkness. Because the darkness was so dark, I was not seeing my brother. And we are thrown here, we are wondering, what do we do now? And we don't even know where we are. I thought my brother knew. He just told me he knew it very scarcely. We were thrown out there, brother. That was because I said that the prophet said polygamy was introduced. And I kept quiet. They kept me in the house, just quietly. Until they directly ask me that question. I don't dodge it. I say, now, this is it. This is what the prophet says. It's here. I don't know what to do with it. I'm not telling you to do what or not to do what. I'm not telling you that. I'm saying, it's here.
Yes.
From there, you do whatever you're going to do with it. If you're going to throw me out, that's okay. Or whatever. That's the thing that has I've been labeled. I'm argumentative. If you call me that, I'm okay. You like arguments? Thank you. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That is my nature. All right. There's nothing wrong in saying what you see. There's nothing wrong.
That's right.
That's the fear I'm taking out of every one of you. When it comes to this, let fear go.
Amen.
Diana, sister, let fear go. Don't care whether it's your son, your husband, your whatever. Put it there. And we were talking with Don, we were fellowshipping the other day with Don, and we were saying, you remember when that bright man stood with us and was asking them, you're asking me about him, and you are the preachers. You're supposed to tell me about him. A man that healed my eyes. You people, you preachers are supposed to talk to me about it. Not me telling you. You're asking me about it? You're the preachers. Tell me about him. Amen. And you say, what did he do? We know he's a bad guy. I know. That one I don't know. Right. Whether he's bad or good. That I'll just say what I know. I don't know nothing but this.
Amen.
I know only one thing. He healed my eyes. That's the literal revelation I have. That is the least I have. I don't have much. You people have been with him. You're talking about what he did or what he didn't do. That he did this. He did. I don't know about that. The literal revelation about I know him is only this. He healed my eyes. Can I explain what he did to me? He did something that would even show that he's darker. He spit down. That's nonsense. That doesn't seem to be much. But if he spit down to the floor and took that down, he's very unhygienic. You can say that. I don't know.
Amen.
He spit down. Then he made mud out of his. I don't know whether he has a disease or not, but I don't know about that. I don't know. If you talk to me about diseases and what, I don't know. But as I know,
Amen.
He took that dust. He put my into my eyes,
Amen.
And he told me to go and to a dam. Is it a dam or somewhere there was water? Is it, and I was not seeing him when I was going there. And he told me, go wash there. And I took my stick that I usually go and asking people, what is the direction of a dam that is called Siloam? Where? And I went on like that until I touched it, and I asked the people, is this that dam? And they said, I took that water, was as he told me. Now I see.
Amen.
Nothing else I know, but that I know.
Yes.
You are very argumentative. That guy, we know him. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Brother Jesus, I'm sorry that I'm praise be to God. People think like that, especially in that group called Cyprus Fellowship. People think like that. Because people say this, all the people agree. Many people, not all, but very many people agree. I can't say, I'm sorry. And I don't talk much. I don't even throw quotes there. I said, but I'm sorry, I don't see it like that. This Nicolaitan spirit whips people into subjection. It brings people down. That you'll be, yes, man, yes, man, yes. You'll be saying, yes, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, yes, sir, yes, ma'am. That's what this spirit wants, and I'm against it. God is against it.
Amen.
God's children are free.
That's right. Amen.
If believing this, you call me a fanatic, thank you, I am.
Yes. Amen. That's right.
Any name you want to call on me. Any name that you want to put on me, thank you.
Amen.
I love it. Argumentative, I love it. If that is what you call it, I love it. Disrespect, I'm sorry. If I've done that, I'm sorry. I will run away from that. I'll never be dishonorable. I'll respect you. I'll respect your stud. I respect the Catholic stud. If they stand here, I respect. I don't believe in them. I know they are wrong. I know they are beasts. I know they are satanic. They are going to hell. They are battled together and they are heading to hell. They go to the lake of fire. I believe that. For here, I'll just respect them. Hello, how are you? Can I go to greet the Pope? Yes, I can go greet the Pope, but I cannot kneel down before him.
That's right.
I respect him as the leader of the world. That's okay. This is wild. I don't belong here even anyways. The prophet promised that he's coming when they will persecute you, and Don brought it very well here. When they will persecute you because of this, You'll be required to say, you'll be required to say it, or they'll do something to you. They might not even kill you, but you'll be ostracized. You'll be separated and hated and things like that. If you fear being hated, then it's coming. You will choose between being hated and studying with this. And some of the people who do that are very, some of the people will be very close people to you. Wonder why? Why? But also the prophet, the Bible said that whoever will not hate his mother and love me, his father and love me, he is first. He's number one. If he's not number one, he doesn't want any number.
Right.
He's okay without any number from you.
That's right.
Let's come here. I don't know where that came from, but so this is Nicotine, part five. So I can't bring it. I was saying I can't be able to bring it the way I did. I can't go back there and bring it. And I'm headed to Revelation 12. Whoever will not be there, you can listen in. Maybe Wednesday, I don't know. I don't promise, because sometimes I think he's going to come that way and he doesn't come that way. So, but Revelation 12, I want to go to Revelation 12. He's going to mention Revelation 12 here, and that's where he heads. That's the head of him. That's the head of this Nicotine spirit. It's Antichrist. It's the devil himself. He becomes the beast, then he becomes the beast, and that's all. That's the head of him, and he becomes the dragon. The dragon that is, as you become Jesus, he becomes dragon. He becomes Satan himself, and all the people becomes that. A group of people becomes that. As this group of people becomes Jesus Christ, that is the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ, this other group becomes Satan, and that is the head of it. That's the whole head of it. The church is raptured. Jesus takes her. Jesus takes the bride, and she's with her. He's gonna go with millennium, to millennium, and then to the great eternity. But there was something that I mentioned last before we come to that. I feel led to go to a certain quote that is here. Let's read this quote before we come to that. I don't know whether I'll get it right, but if I don't get it, that's okay. Okay, let me go to first seal. That is the first seal. I have very many quotes on the first seal. First seal. When in the first seal, I would like you to go to the first seal in paragraph 84. And there was a scripture that we were reading here I think it's not in your, maybe you can go in your phone or something. I want to read a quote there. I'm going back to the quote, to the scripture that I was reading on I think on Wednesday. Sometimes I mix days. On Wednesday, I think that was on Wednesday, paragraph 84. Let's just read a scripture. You all like to put down some of the scriptures. Let's take 2 Thessalonians. He goes to 2 Thessalonians, where the prophet told us that he will be revealed. Paul was saying that the devil will be revealed at this time. The devil will be revealed. And this is the revelation of the devil. This is not the revelation of Jesus Christ. This is the revelation of the devil. And the devil hates one thing. If you want to defeat the devil, he hates one thing. He hates you to know him. how he works. That's why this is very important to me. As much as to know Jesus Christ is very important, because God will reveal himself to you. But at the same time, he will reveal what the devil and the way the devil works. And he'll reveal all these things to you so that you can have faith and strength to stand against him. Let's take 2 Thessalonians just a moment. And look here, just a minute. It's such a beautiful picture here. I like it. And let's see. Yes, 2 Thessalonians. And I went to the second chapter of 2 Thessalonians. And the 7th verse. Let's see, 2 Thessalonians. I think that's right now. I was writing this down, quivering and shaking. That's what the prophet says. He says, the mystery of iniquity. The mystery of iniquity doth already work. We read that in the 2 Thessalonians when we were reading the whole chapter of the 2 Thessalonians. He says, only he, if you open your Bible, only he who letteth, let. He says, until he be taken out of the way. Now, paragraph 85, he says, who is this he that letteth? Work only he who that, who is he who that letteth? Who is he who that letteth? Who is that letteth? Who is this that letteth? It sounded like he was talking about the devil. And it looks like this is the devil, that he who now letteth, that's when he will be revealed. He says, no, it's not. He says, see, the mystery of iniquity. Way back in that, he says, okay, mystery of iniquity does already work. Only he who now letteth will now let, okay, he who. And then he goes to something else. Let me get it right. Okay. Sorry. I didn't get it right. But anyways, let me not take much time on that. But he says, he is the Holy Ghost. He says, Christ. He says, it's him. Is God. He says, he is God. And then down here he comes, who is he who now let until he will be taken out of the way. He will be taken. He says, he is you, the bride. That's kind of a conviction. He's the bride. Why? The bride and him has become one. Amen. Now the bride has become he. Now he, until he is taken out of the way. What is being taken out of the way? He said, being taken out of the way is rapture. He's raptured. He's taken out of the way. He's raptured. Christ and the bride get together and there is a rapture. He's taken out of the way. Now this demon, this devils can now be revealed.
Amen.
Praise be to God. I just wanted to go back to that. And let me now go to our topic today. So I'm still on this, Nicolaitan. Let's go back a bit. Let's back up a bit. We're talking about the devil now. But Jesus called them unto him and said, you know that the princes, I'm reading the scriptures now. You can go on, sister, brother. Who does it? I don't know, even know. You do it. And when? Okay. Okay. But Jesus called them unto him and said, you know that the princes of the Gentile exercise dominion of them. And they that are great. I've gone back up. I've backed up quite a bit. Yet you know that the princes of the Gentiles exercise dominion over them. That's what the people did. You know those who are, when he says Gentiles, you know who Gentiles were. They were not with God. The only people that had God was the Israel. And you got to know that God had a church in the Old Testament. God had a church. The church was Jews. That's why you remember that woman when he said, heal me. And Jesus told her, we cannot give the bread of the children. The children were Israelites. The bread of children to the dogs. We were dogs. We were idol worshippers. The Gentiles were idol worshippers. They didn't know God. They didn't have God. God had chosen only one tribe, and that was Israel. Israel was the only church there was. I hope you understand that. Hannah, I'm sorry about that. Okay, that would be good. All right. You know that the princess of the Gentile exercise dominion. That is how the idol worshipping was. That is how the idol worship was organized. That is the Babylonian religion. We found out where the Babylonian religion started. It was started by Cush and Nimrod.
Cush and Nimrod were the people who started this Babylonian religion of worshipping idols. And they taught people to worship idols. They had sun god and all these kind of gods. That's how they were. And they had dominion over the people. This Nicolaitan was there. That was what it was. Praise be God. They had dominion over the people. They ruled over the people. And everything was... What they say is what goes. It doesn't matter whether you have a different opinion. It doesn't matter. You got to adhere. You got to go by that. No question, no nothing. They were conquered. That is Babylonian religion. That was started from the ark. From the ark. After the ark, when they come out, those people, the people that started it was Cush, the son of Ham. And then from Ham, Nimrod. And Nimrod, the prophet is that he made it. He made it a kingdom of greater. Is it greater? Greater. Of a great thing. A great thing. Magnificent. That looked great. That's what he did. And every other thing that will come after that, it will be like that. It will be under them. Ruled. And okay. Gentiles exercise dominion over them. Exercising dominion of them. That's what they were doing. And they that are great exercise authority upon them. But it shall not be so among you. It shall not be so among you, brothers. We are all brothers, we are all sisters. But those things seem to be very bad with. And I say, preached yesterday, and I'm preaching again. If you want to listen, you can listen coming Saturday, in the group. They told me to go on. I'm not able to go on with something. When it comes, and goes, it goes. I don't know whether it will come like it came yesterday. I'm preaching the same thing, but that's a different thing altogether. You can call it part six or part whatever, but it's a different thing. It's a different thing. Okay. And then that great exercise, but it shall not be among you, but whosoever will be great among you, let him be your minister. A minister is a servant. He's a servant. He's employed to take care. It's like Michael employing somebody to take care of Mendocino. That person should not exercise authority over Mendocino. You get the point? It's not. He's a servant. He's a servant. He is a senior. You get what I mean? Ministers are supposed to be under you. That's very badly said. That doesn't sound right. Because it's never practiced like that. It's never like, it's like that, brothers. It's like that. Amen. We are your servants.
Amen.
Ministers are your servants. God requires you to respect them. But I'm required to serve you and love you. Amen. And also respect you. That's the scripture. That's the scripture. I didn't read this. It was there in the other quotes, but I thought I would just come and finish this. But whoever will be okay. Where am I? Okay. Where am I really? Where am I? Huh? Okay. But he shall not be among you. But whosoever will be great among you, let him be a minister. Let him be your minister. And whosoever will be a chief among you, let him be your servant. That's the scriptures. You like it or not? You know, this is God and he lives it there. Yeah. You might like it, you might not like it. Especially most ministers don't like it. That's okay. But and this thing is, you know, God is God. He speaks and lives it there. But he sees, you capture it and you take it. Yeah. Chief among you, let him be your servant. Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto. And it might be boring a bit because, you know, I've come with it so much. But to minister and give his life a ransom for many. He came to minister. He came like a servant. That's what he did. So are we. And you people who serve God in any way, in any capacity, you are servant. You should not lord over. We should not even be forcing people to believe this. You live there and it's up to the people. You live your life and it's up to the people to look at it. You are walking a pastor written for men to read, for all men to read, to look at. They'll be judged. You might not even bring them to Christ because they don't even belong to Christ, maybe. But that will be a judgment before God.
Amen.
that will judge people. You are alive. That epistle. You are an epistle. You are a written Bible. And when you walk around, you are preaching. You might not actually speak louder than what. You're speaking louder than me who is preaching.
Amen.
And that might not be for their salvation. That might be for their judgment. Who knows? When I go to Pakistan, I don't go there so that everybody can. I know not everybody will believe this. Not everybody.
Amen.
But I go anywhere. I go and present it. I just lay there. It's upon them. There's only two ways. It will judge them or it will save them. And you servants of God, by your lives, the same. You servants of God, you sisters, you think you are servants of God, preaching, you are apostles, you are living it, just by dressing the way you dress.
That's right.
Against this untorn world, that's quite a preaching, that's quite a sermon.
Amen.
To the world. How do you wear that dress up to there in this kind of hot sun? How do you do that? They are wearing this, that. Don't you think that's a sermon, brother? That's a great sermon. You are saying it. There's a statement.
Yes.
When you go like, there's a statement. That statement will stand before the day of judgment.
Amen.
It will be like a trumpet.
Amen.
Just that. And very many things that you do. You are servant of God. You're not lording over them, no. You just pass here. Preaching is not domineering. Preaching and living this word is service.
Amen.
I hope to be together on that. It's service.
Right.
People wonder, why don't I, even my own wife, I don't force her nothing. About this, I don't force her nothing. If she doesn't want to come to church, that's okay. If she wants to come to church, that's okay. If she wants to go to Catholic church, I'll drive her there. That's what I said. This is not forcing anybody. This is not forcing anything. This is between you and God.
Amen.
Don't force her on anything. That you cannot even find her reading, or listening to a certain brother who is. Listen to them. Or listen even to the Pope. I would like to listen to the Pope what he said yesterday, so that I know how the devil is doing things nowadays. You know, he's been the Pope now is from America. You know that. And the prophet prophesied that there would be one from America.
Yeah.
I like following him up to see what is happening with him.
Yeah.
And you find me listening to the Pope. Are you listening to the Pope now? Yes. This. Who told you are my supervisor?
That's right.
I have one supervisor who is the Holy Ghost.
Amen. That's right.
Sisters, brothers, subject yourself to the Holy Ghost. Live there. That's where you belong.
Amen.
And the Holy Ghost will take care of things.
That's right.
The Holy Ghost will take your heart and he will lead you. Some of the things that he will lead you to. Do you think it was a very good picture? The prophet, the Jesus Christ looked like he's. Did you know that? Jesus Christ looked at like he sneaked from his disciples to go see a girl at the well.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like that's a picture. Did he care?
Mm-hmm.
It looked a very bad picture. And when they came, they looked. You read that scripture? They looked and said, okay. They just kept quiet. We know he is not married, but they kept, I don't know what was there going in their minds. They just kept there. That someone has been preached and preached. And preached.
Amen.
You do what you are ready to do. You go by the Holy Ghost. You have one leader. You have the one that is holding your hand. That is the Holy Ghost. Not a pastor. Listen, not a pastor. Not a preacher. Not a deacon. Not a sister. Not a brother. Not anybody. No, nobody. Let your hand be held by one. The Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Listen to us as we preach. God has given us a gift or something to bring to you. Just listen. Just listen. That's good. Just listen. But look at it vis-a-vis or in relationship with the prophet. If I say anything that the prophet didn't say, don't leave me. Please don't leave me. You know people here fear because of social standing. And that's good. You want a social standing. And I want it also.
But you know what? God will also ask you. Sister Edith, if because you didn't want us to be not good friends, you let me slide into things that were not true, that were not the truth, you answer before God one day. God will hold you responsible. You saw it, you left it there. You didn't ask it because you wanted us to be friends. You say, Lord, why I did it? I didn't want Gomba to hate me. I didn't want Gomba to take me like I'm not his friend. You answer before God. And God will not be a very happy person with you. But you let me go down like that. Look at it. If it's wrong, say it's wrong. If it's right, say it's right. Whether we're going to be enemies, that's okay. But don't you never hate me. Whether I see it the way you see, don't you never hate me. Christians don't hate one another. Well, will I ever finish this? And okay. Whether will be chief among you, let him be your servant. Even as the Son of Man came, not to be ministered to, but to give a lesson. Then speak Jesus to the multitudes. That's paragraph 23. Matthew 23. And to the disciples, saying, the scribes and the Pharisees in Moses' seat. All therefore, whatsoever they do, bide you observe. According to the word. Just do what they say. That's what they say. That's what whatever we read here, the quotes, just do what the quote says. Just do that. Just do what the quote says. Because that is God. Is that right? Observe. All therefore, whatsoever they did, you observe. That observe and do. But do not ye after their works. If our works are not according to this word, which we don't have any business standing in front of you, if our lives are not going to go with what we say. Because our leadership should follow what we say. You should see it in our lives also. For they say and do not. Okay. Observe and do. But do not ye after their works. For they say and do not. For they bide heavy burdens unto grievers to be borne. Grievers and I don't know. And lay them on men's shoulders. But they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers. But all their works they do for to be seen. That's too much. That's too much. They just do things to be seen. Mom, I'm sorry. I'm gonna hurry up. Their works they do for to be seen of men. They make broad their phylacteries and enlarge the borders of their garments, and love the uppermost rooms and feasts, and the chief seats in the synagogues and greetings in the markets, and to be called of men Rabbi. But be not ye called Rabbi, for one is your master, even Christ, and all ye are brethren. We are all brothers and sisters. And call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your father which is in heaven. But he that is greatest among you shall be your servant. And whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased. And he that shall humble himself shall be exalted. That's the way I start this now. And let me come to this. That is exactly how the first church started. That's how it started. The first church started by conquering the deity. People are conquered. And it will get worse. After the first church ages, it will go getting worse. It will not get better. That demon, the Nicolaitan, will not stop there. It will continue. Until the Holy Spirit is completely rejected. When was the Holy Ghost completely rejected? When they threw Jesus Christ out. We find out in the last church age, that was the first church age. In the last church age, the seventh, Esther, in the last church age, what happens? Do you know that scripture? Christ is knocking at the door from outside. So he's completely put out. So they continue. What put him out is this. Is Nicolaitan. People think Nicolaitan is just a pastor here conquering you. Just like that. It's not. It's a demon. It's a bad spirit. It's the devil himself.
That's right.
And it started so small there. It continues. And it's still here.
Amen.
Until it's completely... Okay.
Holy Spirit is completely rejected. God, Holy Ghost is completely rejected. And God must destroy. How does he destroy the people? And God must destroy the people. How does he destroy the people? He destroyed the people by having, it's called an eternal separation from God. They are thrown out. They are battled together. I've said that quote so many times until it's boring to me, to my ears also. I've said it so many times. Every time. Because that's a very great quote. That they are battled together. The judgment is here. The judgment has happened. They are battled together. All the denominations are battled together. They are called tares. And they are in battles. They are in battles. And now the problem is, when they are battled like that today, they are battled. The beast is battled. And the beast and them are together. When they are battled together, they are not banned. And that's the confusing bit. Because they're still here, preaching, and talking about the quotes and talking about the word. You say quotes, yes. They talk about the quotes. Even then, this has been, did you know that this has been accepted in theological schools? You go to theological schools, this is part of the reference. They refer to Brother Branham as one of the major actors in the theological circles. You know, you refer to this. They have the books there. They know it. They know this. You hear most of the preachers preaching. They are not even saying they are reading the quotes, because they are not reading as I'm reading. But they are preaching those quotes in their churches now. They are doing that. Right. Praise be to God. So they have quotes. They are reading quotes. And they will continue. The prophet says, they will continue. And there's no ray of hope. They cannot come back. They are judged. They are destroyed. They are only waiting to be put in the might of God. They are destroyed. And they cannot come back. They are judged. They are already judged. All the denominations are bowed together. Amen. Presbyterians, full gospel, all of them are bowed together. And some of the message churches. Not the people. Even in those denominations. Those denominations may be having some people who will come to this message. The only thing that is true is the message of the hour. And the message of the hour is, he has come. And a church that is not preaching that, it's preaching this. It's preaching Antichrist spirit. And they are bowed together. Those denominations, those organizations, not the people. Those organizations and all the people that are not seed. They are bowed together there. What are they waiting for? They are waiting to be burnt in the lake of fire. When will they be burnt? Not now. And that's the thing that looks very bad. Because they're not burnt now. You say the bombs will come because the bombs are waiting. The prophecy is the bombs are there. And the bombs are actually to clean this world. It will be cleaned. But that's not the lake of fire. That's not the lake of fire. The bombs and things. People confuse that. The lake of fire is something that God will have or have. I think he has it. I don't know. In his mind or wherever it is. But God has preserved that for the tares. For these denominations that are destroyed. They are destroyed. They already there's no greater destruction than the eternal separation from God. Right. They are destroyed because they are eternally separated from God. They are there and we are here. They will be burnt in the lake of fire. Now the bombs will come, they will cleanse the world. Yes, the world is about to be cleansed with the bombs. And they will die. People die everywhere. That's true. People die. That's true. And I said the other day, how are you? Because the prophet was saying, when those bombs comes, where will be the bride? Where are we going to be? He said, at the corner, at the pinnacle of the world, or of the earth, something. I don't know whether he said the world or the earth. Or the pinnacle, somewhere, hidden there. And you wonder, why do you think the bombs will not get there? The bomb will cleanse the whole earth. The prophet said it will cleanse heavens and earth. Those bombs will cleanse even the, it will be completely cleansed. The prophet called it purging. It will be purged. The whole world will be purged. Amen. Praise be to God. You see, how are you going to be hid there? If you come to a place, brothers, let me tell you something. If you come to a place where this fresh death we recognize so much who we are in Christ that death in flesh will mean nothing.
Amen.
Dying will mean nothing, brothers. Dying. You say like Paul, if for me to live is gain for you, it's gain for you because I'm preaching the word. That's okay. But for me to go, it's rest.
Amen.
I'm okay if I go, it's rest. It's come to a place where if you go, that's okay. If God wants you to stay here a bit, that's all right. If those bombs come and take me, I'm all right. I'm ready to go. It doesn't bother me at all. I'm hidden there.
Amen.
You know what that, you know what death does? It scares you. And God wants all the fear, that fear to get out of the way. But dying is nothing. Dying, brother, death in the flesh is nothing. It makes you step. Listen, it makes you step from here. We fear it. It makes you step from here. Just in 1 second, you're over here. In another body, and you're seeing exactly what is happening. Better than you're seeing now.
Amen.
In fact, that is better than here.
Amen.
When it comes to that, you are hidden there. You don't care. It's nothing. God has hid you in that corner of the world. You are here, you are seeing everything in the world, but you are hidden in a certain corner. You can see the whole world and you can see what is happening, and you know yourself, you know Christ, you know where you belong, and you know where you are. You are seeing, your vision is everywhere. You can see, you are comfortable. Nothing is, when those bombs come, Russia is going to hit America, let it hit him. Praise be to God. Let's be cleansed. That's okay. This body, one day will drop, I know that. It's going. I'm okay. It gives you peace.
Amen.
You relax. You are okay. You feel okay. You're good. You're hidden. That's a promise that we have. Okay. That's what God said. That in that you hide us there. See how it started out? Brothers, let me tell you something. You can't have that until you let the Holy Ghost come into your heart. You can't have that comfort until Yeshua. This is not a gabble that I may be a Christian, I may not be a Christian. No, no. Because both from my childhood, I was born in church. I was there. Was it called dedication? I was brought to the pastor. I was dedicated. I went to Sunday school. I've been in this message since. That's not it. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking an assure, something that is sure in you.
Amen.
That's a hiding place. Sure, I'm so sure I'm with him. What if something comes right now? Listen, I'm just imagining. It's just imagination. What if something comes now from now? It can happen and bombs this place, peck, and in the next minute you are either in the fifth dimension or in the sixth dimension.
Mm-hmm.
What if that happens? It can happen.
Yes.
And we think so much of this world. And that's what we think so much. God wants to take you out of this. Out of this. And to think spiritually. But if that happens, in 2 seconds, I'll be in my theophany.
Right.
Are you sure about that?
Amen.
Are you sure about that in your life? Are you sure?
Amen.
We have many stories. We are the bride, and that's true. We are the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. But what about, and we talk about the church. The church has come to that. The church has come. And that is another thing. The church ages have come to that. The church ages have come from the first church age to this church age to the last church age. And in Christ, that is true. The church has come. What about you individually? Me as Sister Edith. Me as Brother Gumba. Me as Brother Richard. What about me individually? Where am I? The church has come to the, how about me? How about you? How about each one? What if now you are called up on high? What if you are called, God wants to call you now? What if God takes you now, right now? What if we get out here and you are no more?
Amen.
Where are you? Who are you with Christ?
That's right.
May God help me. May God help me. May God help each one of us. But you know, when we're in a group, when we say our church is the bright church, and the church age is the church age, we've come to that, let's come to Christ, and we come to the rapture. That's good. That's true. That's all true. That's the message of the hour. Are you in it anyways? The church can be there, but how about my? How about me? Me standing going back, where am I? Okay. See how it started out? Where am I? Mm-hmm. Okay, now let's go here. That is exactly how the first church started. And you get worse and worse until the Holy Spirit is completely rejected and God must destroy the people. See how it started out in the early church age? See how it started out in the church? That's the church age. That's the church age. And it came to the last church age and now it got into Christ. It was called deeds. Then it became doctrine. It became the standard. It became the unbending way. It finally took over. This is the stages how it came. How this spirit of Nicolaitanism, Antichrist, it came. And it pushed us. It was until it finally took over and God was pushed aside. That's what always it does. That is the purpose of Antichrist. That's the purpose of these demons. That's the purpose of Satan at the Garden of Eden. That's exactly what he did. Amen. He went on until God was pushed completely out. Until God was coming now, like to say, I'll start it over again. And God started it over again. After the Garden of Eden was destroyed by the same person, the devil, Amen. Satan, the dragon. Satan himself. That's what he did. And he came and said, I'm going to start over again. And he started the work of redemption right there. Until now, it's finished right now. But now, there is two groups of people. As much as he's taken the bread to himself, there's the other group. He's still working. Okay, now watch the second scene. Now watch, first, Nicolaitanism. The Nicolaitanism was called in the Bible, Antichrist. I want you to know this, that Nicolaitanism is Antichrist. It will go on, it will be called the beast. We're going to do that today. Let me finish this quote. Let me try and finish this quote. This quote, I think, can help us. The Nicolaitanism was called in the Bible, Antichrist, because it was against the original doctrine of Christ and the apostles. It was called Antichrist. I want you to get that. Nicolaitanism, people think it's just dictatorship. It is Antichrist. Wherever that is, and the problem with it is, it doesn't come like it is Antichrist. It comes with quotes. It comes with the Bible verses. It comes with the Bible. It comes with the very sensible. You see, we have been saying, and I've been saying that it's senseless what they say. No, they go to school for years to know how to connect those Bible verses together and bring it to you, and they make sense. But whatever, the serpent was telling Eve in the Garden of Eden made sense all through. Except one thing that he injected in there.
That's right.
It made sense. It was true. It was the Bible. It was God's word. Did God say? It was in front of the Bible. So everything is Bible, Bible, Bible. Everything is word. Until a small thing is the lie today is not. It's not just a lie. It's 99.999 truth.
Right.
And the only thing that can be that much truth is the message of the hour.
Yeah.
That's right. Because the only thing that is actually the truth is the message of this hour. Is it right?
Yeah.
It's the message of this hour. That is 100% truth for today. Is that right?
Yeah.
So that other one must be the message, but something injected in it. Something injected in that is not exactly, it is exactly the truth, and you see, it's only the elect that can see through that and say, no.
Right.
No, but there's something wrong. There's something that is not connecting here. Something here, it's not even, listen, it's not something that you have a quote for. It's not something, who are the elect?
Really?
Who are the elect? The elect are the ones that God has put his seed in.
Yes.
Is that right? So the only thing that is going to make you see this, something has been injected there, is something that seed you say, is not getting it, is not hitting it. That's it, not you. You even don't know why, but he says, it's not connecting. Why is that not?
Amen.
When Adam came there, he looked at it. Adam, the seed of God, the original seed of God, because you are the original seed of God. When he looked at it, he said, okay. Because Eve repeated the quotes word for word. Those people are good. They were not bad in memory like we do. Do you know that? He repeated quote for quote what the devil has said. And something clicked in that seed of God, the elect of God. He said, It's not connecting. It's not, I don't know. It's not getting there. It's not. He may not even know that why, but it's not. It's not. It's not. It's not getting there. But it's so close.
Amen.
The quotes. I remember we went with Bride the other day to a certain church, and when we come out, is why? The prophet says. Three is perfection. And it produced the Lord Jesus Christ in the natural, in human beings.
Amen.
That's what the quote says. But now they are saying, let's wait for Jesus Christ to come.
Yeah.
And let's prepare for Jesus Christ to come. Why? Yeah. And he's reading quotes. Yeah. But something here is, that's not the message of the hour. Something in you is not in the, even something you can explain. But something is not connecting.
Yeah. That's right.
The only way that the bride will never be deceived, Brother Joe. Okay, the doctrine of Christ and apostles. Now, tell me where the first organized church, that's paragraph 296. That's the first seal, the first seal. Let me read this quote. Tell me where the first organized church came from, Roman Catholic Church. Tell me if Revelation don't say in the book of Revelation 17 that she was a who, and her daughters were harlots. Her daughters were harlots. That's Revelation 17. That's the same thing that organized with her, harlots, taking the abomination, filthiness of their fornication for doctrines, teaching for doctrine the commandments of men. Notice, look, he starts out, I want to follow him up. I mean, I'm just following him up. He starts out to conquer. Notice, he has no crown. That is the first seal. That's the first seal. The first seal. Okay. He doesn't have a crown. The white horse rider. Who was the white horse rider? Who was the white horse rider? He was the devil. He had the arrow.
Yeah.
And he had nothing to shoot. Is right?
Yeah.
He didn't have a crown.
Right.
What was it? It was the devil, Nicotine, a spirit.
Yeah.
Without a crown. Why doesn't he have a crown? You can't crown a spirit. You cannot crown a doctrine. You cannot crown a Nicolaitan. You cannot crown a spirit. You cannot crown that. Are you getting it? How many are getting? You cannot crown that. It's a doctrine. It's a horse. The first horse rider is. How many horse riders do we have, by the way? We talk about horse. We talk things and we don't realize that sometimes people don't know. What are the horse riders? Do you know? We talk about the seals. What are the seals, by the way? We can't go back into that. But do you know what the seals are? The book, the Bible, was not known. And this is God. So God was sealed with seven seals, such that he would never be known. And in the Old Testament, he was never known. Just a small thing, God tells them, do, but he's still sealed. This book has been sealed. Where was it? It was God. This is God. And God has never been, the Old Testament, New Testament, God has been whole the whole time. But the wholeness of God was sealed with seven seals, such that you cannot know him. That's the fact of the seals, brothers. He was sealed. This was the Bible. That was God sealed, that you cannot know him. There was no way for anybody to know God. Even in the Old Testament, you talk Abraham, he didn't know God. He appeared to him, he didn't know him. They were not opened. That was just a portion, a very small portion of God that was revealed to Adam, to Abraham in his time. Moses was also a portion of it.
Amen.
Moses was not forward. Nobody has been forward until Jesus came. Jesus was a forward of the Old Testament.
Amen.
I hope you get that.
Amen.
Praise be to God. And from there, from when he came, he now started opening himself. All that time, and the first opening that happened, listen, and the first opening of God was happened, the first opening that was in the first seal, in the first church age. Are we together? No, we are not. We got to be together in this. This was God, sealed with seven seals. Nobody knew him. But God himself, because of his mercy, was coming. Adam, listen, I'm going to do something. Because this has happened, and you are fallen, and you are down, and you are completely gone. I'm going to do something. I'm going to slaughter a lamp. And he went there. He took a lamp, and he slaughtered it. There's a piece of God showing. What was it? It was a type of Christ.
That's right.
Showing that the blood has been spilled. Something has died. Don't worry. That was the revelation. That time of Adam, immediately after the fall. He opened himself that much. But he started opening himself completely when he came on earth in the first seal. In the first seal, what was it? The first seal, what was the first seal? What was the first seal? How many was the first seal? The white horse rider. What was it? God opening himself. God opening himself to the first church. When it opened, they saw who was covering it. The lie of the devil of that time. What was it? The white horse rider. The lie was opened. Don't you see? Don't you see the devil here? That was the first seal. Don't you see the devil here? The first opening of it was showing the devil. Showing the devil. And now, listen. When he did that, he also showed how, when the devil came. Can you see the devil? How what he's doing? He came as a lion. You remember that? He came as a lion to make them not fall to the lie of the devil.
That's right.
That was the first seal. What was the second seal? What was the second seal? The devil in the second church age. Can you get that? In the second and third church age. In the second and third church age. He came and started conquering them. And God opened that. And so, can't you see what the devil is doing? Can't you see what the devil is doing? That was the second one. Is that right? And God brought the spirit of what? Of a cow. Can you remember that? Are you getting it, you people? Am I going so fast, sister? That was the second. That was the second seal. You people know the second seal. The second seal. What was it? The devil started killing them.
Yes.
The devil started killing them. And God came and gave them. And gave them. What did he give them? What did he give them? He gave them the spirit of acceptance. That's why I'm saying, even hiding you in the pinnacle of the world is the same thing as giving you. Is giving you the revelation of who you are, that death is nothing. Death, you know, when you have the revelation that death does not take you nowhere, you are okay, is that right? So they were given that spirit. Kill me if you want.
Yep.
They didn't get bothered. Mm-hmm. They were told, now you did this and this and this, and you killed and you burned the whole thing. In fact, he said it was called Emperor Nero. Emperor Nero dragged, I think, his mother on the street and killed her and put that on the saints. He said the Roman governor, the governor. He said the saints have done it. And they were gathered together in thousands, and they were put together and they were burnt at stake. And they were singing Hallelujah. And they were going to be burned. Hallelujah. They were given the spirit to accept it. God gave them the spirit to accept it. They were okay. They knew where they belonged. They didn't care. You kill as if you want. And at that time, that is when this man was crowned. This devil was crowned. That spirit was crowned. They got a man now. They got a man now that can go. Who was it? The Pope. They got the Pope. Now the Pope had the authority from the government. Constantine. 225, is it 325? 325 AD? I think so. If I'm not mistaken. 325 AD, they had this nuclear, is it? Do you see a nuclear cancer? Nuclear or Nicaea?
Nicaea.
But I think, Nicaea. I think that's the pronunciation. That's the right pronunciation. Nicaea cancer. They gathered in Constantinople, not in Rome, in Constantinople, but it was the Roman government. They gathered there. The emperor there is actually the same city, the same capital of Turkey. They gathered there. They gathered all the bishops. They gathered all the bishops there. And one of the bishops now became the pope. They were still calling them the pope. All the bishops were called the pope at that time. But one of them now became one and he went to Rome. And now that was the pope. And he was crowned. Just as Christ, listen now. All the demons gathered together and crowned him. That's what the prophet says. But now, the same case will happen when all the Christians gather together. Listen, gather together. And God gets them. God gets them. And when they are God, they crown Christ, the King of Kings. He'll be a king. So they did that. And the prophet says, they did that in the first three church ages. In the first three church ages. But we are going to do it after Ruther. In the last three. After Ruther, Wesley. Listen, after Ruther, Wesley, Brother Branham. At the end here, this is when we're going to crown him. But they crowned him. They crowned theirs those days. When he became a man. When that Nicolaitan spirit became a man. It became a man which was a pope. Now the pope can be crowned. So they crowned him. He started killing them. Killing them. That was the second. Okay. By 16 something, is it? I'm forgetting my mathematics. 350 something. From 354 to 1850. I think 1850. 354 to 1850 AD. Yes, of the Lord. The Catholic Church had killed 68 million people, Christians. That's why the prophet says, that's why he's read. He had killed, and there, that is the ones that are written in their martyrology. Is it called martyrology? Martyrology. The list of the people who have been killed because of Christ. Is it a martyrology? Martyrology. How do you pronounce that? I don't know. Martyrology. It's matter. It's a matter. It's a matter. Matter is somebody who dies for Christ, right? It's a matter. Say it as a sinner. Say it against him. Martyr. Can't say that. Can't say that. Well, you guys, you know, we cannot say some of your words. But you also cannot say, I've tried to make people here say R. Nobody says R here. R. The way it's supposed to be R. You say R. Okay. So maturity. Maturity. I say maturity. But you understand what I mean, isn't it? Maturity. The maturity. The list of the people they had killed by 1815. 1850. By 1850, they had killed 68 million people that are written there. There were some that were killed over there that nobody knows. So we know there are more than that. Amen. And that is not a stop. That's not. They're not going to stop there. They'll continue killing them. In the same spirit that was in Hitler. Yeah. He killed, 6 million Jews. It's the same. Those are not there. Those are about. The Catholic Church has killed all that. And it is not our maturity. It's not our list. It's their list. That's right. And I think 1970 something. The Pope, the first time, the Pope, 1960 something, the Pope went to Israel. And I think the second time or the first time, when he was crossing to the border of Israel, I think the moon, do you remember that? The moon and the sun got in the same path. It's called eclipse of the moon, is that right? Is it called the eclipse of the moon?
Right.
Eclipse of the moon. There was an eclipse of the moon. And the prophet says, what was it? The eclipse of the moon is the moon represented the church. And now the church has broke the right of God, the right, the sun. Sun is God, is right? The right of the sun to give to the world, is that right? And there was seven stages. In fact, there are six. And the prophet says that was the church ages. He said the people of the magazines and so forth, they took pictures. And when they took the pictures, there were six pictures. And the last picture, the sixth picture, was just a slight something. You know the picture of the sun is just seeing a bit of light. The first one is just like this. The third one is like that. How much the sun is giving the light. Okay? So the last one was completely blocked. Yep. It's completely blocked. That is why there was no picture. Because it's darkness. It's completely blocked. In other words, it's come to a place where this is total darkness. Total darkness. And the prophet says, when we see total darkness, God is taking his son, Israel. He's saving Israel. 144,000. He said that. When is that? That is when he's thrown out. That is, when you see the total darkness, it says that is when he's thrown out. Jesus Christ is thrown out. He's no more in the churches. He's no more. He's thrown out and he's knocking to come back. There's no king. Who can accept me? Who can accept me? And that's when he takes the bride. How about the people who refused him? They are thrown out and they are gone. Now, so that was the second seal, right? They killed six. That was the second seal. When they crowned him, 325 AD, they crowned him. Constantine. They made a man. A man came and was crowned. That was the Pope. I don't remember his name. Now, from there, they will continue. This demon will continue. He now comes with an idea. We are killing them, and it seems like even when we are killing them, they don't die. These things don't die. They still continue propagating it, that Jesus is alive. That Jesus, every time they have something, they are coming up with. Because every time there's a message of the hour that comes. What are we going to do with this now? The devil decided, I'm going to do something. He changed, he mutates. First, he was what? Just a doctrine. That's the correct thing, doctrine. Antichrist, doctrine. Just a doctrine. Just a saying. Just a spirit. Propagated here and there, conquering reality. Now it has come and it's become, now he's a prophet. Is that right? And killed the people and so forth. Now he decided, I'm gonna do something. I'm gonna do something now. I'm not defeating this thing. So he decided that is the third seal. What does he do? He comes with balances. He's still a horse rider, he's still the devil, and he comes with balances. That's the third seal. Is that right? He comes with balances. But everything that you do, they are called novenas. Novenas. That you bring money, I will pray. I will pray for you. So that for your salvation, for your healing, for everything. But you go to come. And the prophecy there say, and the Bible says there, that don't hurt the oil. And the body of the wheat, something like that is, don't hurt the small thing that is there. And in the third churches or the fourth churches, he says, you have a little something in you, and don't hurt that. There's something little. Those are so much hit and damaged and distracted by this demon. You have still a little in your midst. That is what the Bible was saying. Jesus was saying, it's the Holy Ghost that was saying, don't hurt that. Don't hurt that little oil and body. What is body? Body is food, kind of. Eh? Don't hurt that. Don't hurt that Holy Ghost. Don't hurt that it was oil and spirit and oil and something. Don't hurt that. What is that? Oil and wine is what was oil. Now, what is oil? What is oil? Is the Holy Ghost. Those people had the Holy Ghost in them. Can you get that? Those Christians of that time had the Holy Ghost in them. But they are so, what is that? Clamped down. They're so clamped down, but they're still holding. You need the churches. He's going to tell you they were holding something small. But they were so clamped down. They say, don't hurt that oil. Don't hurt that little Holy Ghost that they have. They also have something. Some wine. What is wine? Some stimulation. They have the revelation. You cannot have the word of God without stimulation. Without the revelation upon it. They had some little revelation. But the devil came and taught the people that he's the only one who can bring, and he completely shut down the Bible, and everything was shut down. There was no reading the Bible. That was the only thing that you had. You had God to teach you. There's nothing else. You can read the Bible. You don't know the Bible. You don't know nothing. And he rose up. And they started now, and they're saying, no, this cannot be. So the prophet of the devil, the devil who had become the prophet, the Nicolaitan that who had become the prophet, now he becomes the vicar. He's called the vicar of earth and heaven and purgatory. He introduces something else that is called purgatory. 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 When you go to heaven, you go to bring money. You go to bring money. You people have got to bring money. If somebody dies, you go to bring money to the Pope or to the Catholic Church. And when you bring the money to the Catholic Church, he gets the money and he prays for your person. You know, you're not seeing where he is, wherever he is. But he's telling you, he's teaching that he's not in heaven. So he's held somewhere. He's gone to hell, and I'm now going to pray for him so that he gets out of hell and he goes to this place called purgatory. And then you come again and give me some more money and I'll pray again. And by that, he gathered all the money of the world. And he still continues gathering all the money of the world. That's the greatest economy in the world. It's a city, just a small town, just a small street, just a small something. But it has the greatest government and the greatest amount of money that we have on earth. That's where the money is. He gathered all that together. People coming, be praying novenas and things like that, so that your person can be taken from this is a lie, from hell to purgatory, and then he cannot just leave you there, and then because he wants some more money, that's why he created purgatory. Then purgatory, from purgatory come, you bring some more money, and we say Maria, mother of God, Mary, mother of God, no, go home. He's now in heaven. Praise be to God. And all the money was poured there, came rich. Praise be to God. That was the vicar. Why has he given him that? So that you people know that he's here like God. What is vicar? Vicar, you go to the dictionary. Vicar is instead of Christ. It's instead of God. So when he came here, he's the vicar of heavens, earth, and purgatory. He's the head of all things. Now he's been crowned. He's the Pope. Now he's been given a crown of three titles. The Vicar of Heavens, Earth, and Purgatory. Is that right? Now, the next step. Let me finish with this quote. It's a bit boring, I know, but starts out and conquer. Notice, he has a crown now. The White Horse Rider, I'm speaking of here. See, a bow and a crown was given him afterwards. He was given that afterwards. See, he has no crown to start with, but a crown was given him. Notice later, he was given a crown. Yeah, three of them, that is the Vicar of Heavens and Purgatory. That's paragraph 297. Okay. Still in the first scene. Okay. Later he was given a crown. Yeah, three of them. Now we are going to the third stage now. Notice later. He was given a crown. Yeah. Three of them. Three on one. That was 300 years later at the Nicaea Council. That was 300 years later in the Nicaea Council, when he started out as a spirit of Nicolaitan to form an organization among the people. And then it kept on going. And on become a saying. Then it became a doctrine. You remember Christ speaking back to the church? Say, thou hatest the deeds of these Nicolaitans, which I also hate too. Try to conquer, take the Holy Spirit just only to one man. That is how it started. He could forgive all the sins and everything. He says like that. Now, when Nicolaitans see Antichrist is finally, he's incarnate in a man. Then that Antichrist spirit is now incarnate in a man. That was the second seal. Then he's crowned. When he starts off as a Nicolaitan spirit in the church, he's a spirit. You can't crown a spirit. But 300 years later, he became a pope. And then they crowned him. He had no crown to start with. Can you get those stages? Then now you can crown him to start with. But he got a crown later, see. When that spirit became incarnate, see, he became a man. Nicolaitan doctrine became a man. Then they could crown him now. They couldn't do it because he was just a doctrine. Glory, notice now. And when this Holy Spirit that we have becomes incarnate in us, now listen to this, incarnate to us, the one that is in our midst now, in the form of the Holy Ghost, becomes incarnate to us in the person of Jesus Christ, we will crown him as King of Kings. When do we crown him? We've already crowned him. That is why we are called He. That's why I read that quote, Pastor. And I would like to read the way it is, the way the prophet says it. We are He.
That's right.
We've crowned Him. We are His crown.
Amen.
You remember when the devil came to Luther? He came to Martin Luther.
That's right.
He came to Martin Luther. And he came and said, Martin Luther did some things. But of course, the historians say Martin Luther was a bad guy because he cannot even be a church messenger. Because he took the people from this Antichrist spirit, this Nicolaitan, and taught them to get out, and then after some time, he put them back there. He said, the history says he doesn't qualify. But the prophet said, no, he qualifies. He qualifies because he was the only one who was able to stand for this against all the odds. And he started the first Bible that was written in Germany against The Catholics. The Catholics had one Bible that is written in Latin. So you go there, said, "Anno Domini, Domini." There's a lot of dominos and mini and what in Latin language. So you just go there, and the Bible said, "Anno Domini." I think Domini is believing or something like that. And then you go home. You say like that, and you go home, and you ask, "What was it read?" They said, "You don't need to read it. When the Father reads it, the Father knows it, and it's all. He's the one who is taking you to heaven anyways. You're not going alone. You got to go by him to heaven. He came and changed all that. He wrote the first Bible in Germany. He said, no, people have got to read and understand. And before that, if you are found reading anything that is interpreted in another language, you are taken at stick and you're banned. You are killed. Joseph said, no, we're going to. They continued, of course, killing them, but Martin understood that. But 300 years later, he became a pope, and then they crowned him. He had no crown to start with, but he got a crown. Are you there? Okay, he got a crown. See, when the spirit became incarnate, he became a man. Nicolaitan doctrine became a man, then they could crown him. They couldn't do it because he was just a doctrine. God noticed. And when this Holy Spirit that we have becomes incarnate to us, the one that is in our midst now, in the form of the Holy Ghost, becomes incarnate to us in the person of Jesus Christ, we will crown him King of Kings. That's right. I have not finished that story about Luther. So he came, the devil came and stood there and said, and he had a crown and he had something, and he said, "I'm Jesus Christ. Crown, I mean, worship me." And he almost did. Because he spoke very well, like Christ. Mm-hmm. And he looked like Christ with growing anything, with growing something. And he said, "Worship me." And he looked and said, "The only thing is, oh, forbid, is something is telling me there's something wrong." And he looked and he looked and he found out that you have a crown. And we are in the fifth church age. I don't know whether he knew that. And we are in the fifth church age. And it is after the seventh church age, when he takes the bride in the rapture, and now in him, and that will be his crown. How do you have the crown today? In the fifth church age, he said, "No, I'm not going to worship you." And he was right, he was the devil, making himself like Jesus Christ. Okay, right now. Right, okay. Let's go to this now. Now, I think this is the third seal. Let me read this. Now, I know we have only 5 minutes and we go. Now, the first church age, what was it? The Nicolaitans had a doctrine, see? Just the first one, all right. And then, the first thing we know, this Nicolaitan doctrine, it became sanctioned and was right. Went into action and they crowned this pharaoh. Then this spirit, Antichrist, became incarnate in a man. He is repeating the same thing. And we find out like later on, he becomes an incarnate devil too. The demon goes away and the devil comes in. Satan himself. And he becomes a beast now. After that, okay? But now this is, I'm going to just read a piece of this and I want to read them. And just as that church is that kind of, the Antichrist church progresses, as that progressed, the Antichrist progresses, right? Yeah. Now, so has the bride come along. But now, they did it first. They did it first in the first church ages, the second church. No, they started in the first church age, second church age, that church age. That's when the devil was crowned and everything became bad. Okay? Now, that's when the man was crowned. Now listen, I want to say something. Do you know there's also a stage? There are stages in our crowning of Christ. Because the spirit comes down and comes to the people. The spirit comes to the people. Okay? Now it goes on until that spirit, the spirit of God comes into one man. Mm-hmm. Called William Marion Branham in Tabernacle. Just like those demons was in one man called the Pope. Can you get that? Do you see that? Sister Rhoda doesn't see it. Now listen, yeah. Those demons came to the devil, to the one man that was called the Pope, is that right? And he became the man that was incarnate in the spirit of the devil, is that right? One man. So now here, the spirit of God also comes down in the seventh church age. Now that happened in the ninth church age. That happened in the third church age or the second church age. Can you get that? Can you get that? That happened in the third church age when the devil was incarnate in a man called the Pope. Is that right? Can you get that? The reason why they did when he became man. Is that right? Now here, in the southern church age, the wholeness of God comes and incarnate in, not into many. That is the second pool. Not too many, into one man called William Marion Branham. That is why he could get a hold of his coat and say, if Jesus Christ was here in this coat, could he do like he did at the tent of Abraham, and he could turn a right arm and he could actually read your mind? Only God can do that. Is that right? God incarnate in one man. Is that right? That was the demons. The devil himself incarnate in one man called the Pope in that church age. So that happened over there. But now ours happens at the later date here. Can you get that? From there, those demons got away. And in the seventh church age, listen, in the seventh church age in our time, when Christ comes down, those demons, all those demons that was in one man, now comes to his church. And that man becomes the devil incarnate. He becomes the beast. The church of the Catholic Church is the beast. And the Pope is the beast. Becomes that. What has he got? He's got his bride together. He's got his bride together. That is the fourth church age. He got his bride together. When he gets his bride together, the Christ gets his bride together, and he gets the bride, and the devil gets the bride. They are here for this. That's for the seal and the seventh seal. The seventh seal brings him down. The fourth seal brings the devil down. That is the Revelation 12, where we are going to next. God willing. We are going to read. That's why I didn't bring Revelation 12. I want to bring Revelation 12 as Revelation 12. Start from verse 1 down to the last verse. Just line for line. And we see what the prophecy is about that. Okay. But now, let's read this quote. You see, so has the bride come along with different things. Through justification, he's talking about the bride now. It's come through the justification, sanctification, baptism of the Holy Ghost. Baptism of the Holy Ghost is Laodicea. That's Prophet William Barron Brown. And moving right on, see, just like that. Only they taken their revival. The devil took their revival earlier. Revival first. And the church is sticking it last. They took their revival earlier. In the dark ages, is right? But at the end here, they are together. For the seal and the seventh seal. I'm going to leave all that, the first three stages of them that went through the dark ages. He's going to explain that in that quote, and you can go down. That is the third seal. I want to finish up with the fourth seal. Let's finish up in the fourth seal. This is when he finishes it. Now, listen. Now, I want you to notice the four of them. I want you to notice that. Notice the off mark. This is of four of the spiritual mathematics. God is this. This is four. This is four. He is in four. I'm finishing. He is in four. Here. First, Antichrist. What did we say? Nicolaitan is Antichrist. Did you say that? Nicolaitan was Antichrist. It was just a spirit. It was just a saying. Nicolaitan was just a saying. Nicolaitan. That's why, brothers. Let me just give you. I would like to bring. You remember what I brought in the Easter meetings? People don't see like it has any relationship or it's important. To me, this is all together. I would like to show that those beasts there, the cherubims that had closed that, here are those are working just like they work there. They work to block here, they are working here to open. They're the same. Four is the spiritual mathematics. Okay, mathematics. God is three. This is four. He is in four. Here, first Antichrist. He says, first Antichrist. White. That was the first seal, isn't it? First is Antichrist. It's white. Why is white? Nicolaitan. Nicolaitan is just a spirit. It's just a doctrine. It's white. It's teaching people to get away from the word, lying to them, isn't it? And God brings the spirit of Orion, the line of true tribe of Judah, to make them understand. This is four. Okay, this is four. Antichrist, white. Second, false prophet. You cannot crown that spirit. Now, 300 years later, he's crowned. Is that right? A pope comes and he's crowned. What is it? It's a prophet. Is that right? It's a prophet now. That's the fourth. That's the second seal. It's a prophet now. Red, second seal, that seal there, around there. Red, okay. That vicar of heavens and earth. The third. His crown. That is the crown that is given to him. The crown that is given to him. He became a prophet so that he can be crowned. Now he's given a crown. He's given a crown. And that is when? That is in the
in the that is that seal, but that was during Luther, Wesley, and Brother Branham. He's given that back. Fourth, why did I say Brother Branham? It looks like Brother Branham is the last. No. Brother Branham is. People say Brother Branham was not in Pentecost like that, but the message of Pentecost was given to Brother Branham. That was his message. That was the message of Brother Branham. Yeah. After that, Christ comes down.
Amen.
After Brother Branham, Christ comes down.
Yeah.
And therefore, Revelation 12 also comes down. The devil comes down.
Yeah. Sure.
So both come here. The prophet says, Christ gets his bride from the four corners of heaven and brings them here. Can you get that? The devil brings his bride from the four corners of the earth and brings them here. And the war is on. Have you ever heard, Sister Esther? Have you ever heard, Sister Esther, we have some more. We have seniors and juniors here now. That is Sister Esther Junior. Yeah. Have you ever heard of Armageddon? Armageddon. Everin is trying to help me with that. Can you help me with that, Sister Everin? Armageddon. Or oh, someone can help me?
Armageddon.
Sister Diana, don't get lost. My accent is so bad. It's Armageddon. You hear the Armageddon? That's Armageddon. People think that they're going to be guns and there'll be that. There'll be that, of course. The guns are coming and bombs are coming, but that is the new Armageddon. That's the new Armageddon. The bride of Jesus Christ here on earth. Can you get that? No, not in heaven. Of course, we are in heavenly places. You're not here on earth. That's why it was gathered from heaven. She was gathered from heaven. That's the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, here on earth, there is the bride of the devil. Here is God incarnate in the bride. Here is the devil incarnate in his bride. And the war is set over Armageddon. Truth, 100% truth, 100% truth, with 99.9% lie. They are there. That's the Armageddon. So the devil comes down. That is Revelation 12. Why is second force? Red flag of heavens and earth and purgatory. Fourth, the beast pale. Satan being kicked out of heaven. He's kicked out of heaven. That's Revelation 12. This is Revelation 12. Satan is kicked out of heaven and comes down and incarnates in his people. So the demons get out of this man and the devil himself gets in him and he gets to his people, and just like he gets into Brother Branham and he gets to us. Don't you see the sequence there? He comes, he gets into Brother Branham, and then he gets into us. Is that right?
Right.
Exactly. The same thing. He gets into his people, and in the seventh church age, in the seventh church age, after the seventh church age, he gets into his people. So the two are here. You want to read that? Revelation 12. And that's where we are going to, maybe next time. Kicked out of heaven. Then Revelation 13, 1, he's incarnate in the person of the beast. We're going to go Revelation 12, God willing, if I get time. I'm not asking for another. So, hey. When is Dawn coming, by the way? So, 7th. Okay. So, we have another.
Yeah.
When is the Dawn preaching?
Yeah.
And two more?
Mm-hmm.
Two. Okay. That's okay. Maybe I'll continue boring you on this. This is in me. And if you have a question, Hannah, don't hesitate. Ask a question. Please ask a question. I want questions. I know I'm not a very good teacher, but that's okay. Because when I come here, you know I'm a preacher. You know me, I'm not a teacher, by the way. I'm a preacher. I just preach. And my wife is telling me, the problem is when you try to do that, you why don't you just go there and preach? That's what he's telling me. And I know that. But I also want to be, I want to bring some quotes sometimes. Like today, Don asked me for a quote, and I felt for Don, because now, Don, you're asking for a quote, and I didn't have quotes for whatever I said, you know, like that. And quotes are good, because I also want you to. But because I don't have quotes sometimes of the things that I say, why don't you ask me? Because I promise you, can I promise you something? You find whatever I say, and ask me for a quote, and I'll give it. Yeah. Sometimes you think I'm not, I don't have a code. Just ask me and I'll find it for you. I'll get it for you. Diana, do you have my number? You need to have my number. I want you to, people to ask anything. It's me who's saying it. Okay? So ask me. It's not that I know everything. But we talk. We sisters and brothers, we talk. It's right. Maybe I can even be wrong. I can even be wrong. And Sister Diana can tell me, hey, brother there, where did you get that from? Like one brother I told you, he was calling his pastor and telling him, where does he get this? Where does he get this? A certain pastor, our pastor didn't preach this. And he was told, I don't know also. His pastor said, I don't know. But he went to find out and he sent him a quote. Because it's there. He said, brother, what we are trying, we are just trying to open these things and to bring them to view that the people can see. So that, and above everything, we want to glorify the name of the Lord in all this. Thank you very much. And that's I'll just get there. I know some people are disappointed because they really wanted me to continue with that. And I'm sorry, I'll come with it. I'll come with it maybe when God wants it. I'd like to bring, and you pray for me. I'm looking at Revelation 12. In Revelation 12, there's a woman there. And the sun is at him and the moon at her feet. Okay, and down there is Revelation 12, 8, where it talks about, is it Revelation 12, 13 there, where the devil comes from heaven. He's thrown out of heaven. And people ask, was he in heaven? Yes, he was in heaven during the church ages because he was the accuser of our brothers before the intercession, before when the intercession was fair. But when the intercession is over, mediatorship, God was mediating. After mediatorship is over, after intercession is over, after the church ages are over, there's no mediatorship now. So it's thrown down. It's over. And we can talk about that next year. Why is it over? Why is mediatorship over? Why is Satan not required in heaven? Because the court is disbursed. Well, is it called disbursed? It's thrown out. There's no court in heaven now. Was there a court in heaven? Yes. In the church ages. The prophet says the devil was the prosecutor. And he was prosecuting us. He was saying, he did. Jesus Christ was our advocate. And God was the judge. And now he was saying, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. There's my blood there. It died for them. I paid for that sin that you see, Brother Richard did this. Don't, God, listen. I paid for that. I paid for Brother Richard. Richard is my son. I paid for it. That was the court in heaven. Now the court is disbursed. I'm not using that word right. I don't think so. It's done away with. There's no court now. Amen. So Satan, your work of persecution in heaven, go down. It's over. Go down. And he comes and gets his people. Amen. He gets his people and he starts that war. It's called the war of Armageddon. He starts that war now. The heaven is not, what is it? There's no way that, there's no more, brother, don't let that go. There's no more blood. There's no more mass. There's no nothing. There's nothing. Why? God has gotten his people and the devil has gotten. The whole world is divided into two. God has his people and his people. There's no need of arguing. There's no need of case that is good or bad. No, it's done. It's for that. I've taken my people. They are good. They are all good. No matter how much you feel you're bad, they are all good. None of them has a speck. Has a speck of badness in them. None of them. None of them has any belief. They cannot any believe my word. They cannot. They are all mine. They are all believers. You can look at them and maybe doubt whether they are really believers or not. It doesn't matter. They are mine. Praise be to God. All that other things you see is you, the devil. It's you. It's not them. It's you. But they are all mine. How about these bodies that they're sitting with? Not only, listen, I know I'm taking a bit of, but let me say this and finish now. What about the bodies that you see them in, and they are so weak, they keep on doing things with these bodies that are not right until Brother Branham is saying, Father, I brought them to the elapsed, things that I've done. What about that? What about these bodies? There's another argument. And I'm in it again, and I'm preparing some quotes on it, and like that. And I don't go there until I'm ready with some quotes. People think that this body is not counted anywhere. The prophet says that it's quickened. It's quickened. Quickened to what? Quickened to be subject. To the word of this age.
Amen.
It's quickened.
Amen.
Doesn't mean it will not. It's of the devil, but it's quickened. That's why you don't have a desire. But the devil will go on and make you triple. When you triple, pull your leg back, stand up and say, it's quickened. It's subject. I cannot do that. It's quickened. They don't talk about that. They don't talk about the body is also quickened to be subject to whatever God said in this age. Not in any other age. If you're in this age, it's quickened for this age, for the word of this age. Let's get there. And would you please come and pray for us, Brother Michael. Praise be to God. I love you, brothers. I love you, sisters. I know this is going like this. I'm expecting some questions from you, Joe. I'm expecting some questions. I want questions. I love this. In fact, I love discussion. I love sitting down with you and discussing it. I love writing quotes and sending to you and explaining. And you can look at what my WhatsApp is, explanations. I'm not even a quote reader very much. Even when I throw those quotes there, I explain. My mind is explaining it, what the quote says. And but that's the way I do it. Forgive me for that. God bless you, Brother Michael. Give us a word or something, whatever you want to.
That's all I'm saying. He preaches and he keeps getting closer and he keeps getting closer.
Yeah, he does.
That's the way God works.
Uh-huh.
He gets a little bit closer and he gets a little bit closer.
Uh-huh.
Gets a little bit more real to us every day.
Yeah.
I appreciate the message.
Yeah.
It's the truth. And I love it. Do have one thing that that's Sister Juanita back there. Not Sister Diane. they're sisters. But, no, I don't mean to embarrass. Sometimes I look at somebody and I look them straight in the face and I won't know their name. It's okay. It's okay. But we love the Lord.
Amen.
I want to sing that song, He Set Me Free. Page 388. And that's what he did. He come down today and he set us free, right?
Yeah.
Come down through the church ages, revealing a little bit. And I like how the brother brought that out. At the same time that God came down and incarnated himself, Satan was incarnated in a man too. And that word came to identify both. It came to identify who was the seed and who wasn't going to be the seed. And he began to identify how Satan began to move, working. And Satan started off so nice and so... Oh, so close, like he did with Luther. He come to him and the scripture said, he come to you like an angel of light. But like the brother said, it said, something catches you on this side. Something just don't feel right. That's revelation. That's God living.
Yeah.
the message. Just continue to pray for the brother. He's on a subject here, and he's going to the next step. Hopefully, the Lord will lead him, or hopefully, he'll follow the Lord's leading and come. And you got all the services. I think we got three more before Brother Don comes back, but you feel at liberty. Whatever the Lord lays upon your heart, we come expecting. So let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we count it a privilege to have been here this morning, Lord, to hear you speak through us, Lord. We thank you for the brother, for giving him the gift to yield himself to you, Lord, and to begin to speak and show forth what you've revealed to him, Lord, and come right down the line, Lord, and we appreciate that this morning, Lord. And Lord, we appreciate revelation most of all, Lord, as we can see how Satan began to work and come through the church ages and now is incarnate, Lord, but on the other side, the positive side, Lord, that we see you come down, Lord, and you incarnated yourself in a man, Lord, and you began to speak the truth. And not only that, you begin to speak the revelation, and that revelation went forth and it quickened the seed, as the brother was talking about, Lord. It made alive that seed that you planted before the foundation of the world, Lord, and it quickened that body around that seed, Lord, and it bringing it into subjection to this word, Lord. And we appreciate that, Lord. We know that we talk different now, we walk different now, we look different now, Lord. We're a testimony, Lord. You said the bride was set on a hill as a light to the whole world, Lord. Lord, we're the standard, Lord. We say that humbly, yet we say that boldly, Lord. The bride is the standard, Lord, that is going to be a judge against the world, Lord. And whoever's not in there, Lord, is lost, as the brother talked about this morning, Lord. Being eternally separated is the ultimate death, is to be totally lost, Lord. Lord, we're so thankful that we can claim your life in us, Lord, that we can see ourselves in your word this morning, Lord. Help us to cut away more of this flesh, Lord, and become more like you each and every day, Lord. So we go from this place. We ask a special blessing upon our brother that ministered this morning, Brother Goomba, Lord. May you continue to touch him, Lord, and minister to him, Lord, give him words for us, Lord. And so we think about Brother Don as he's away, Lord. May you be with them there, Lord, and each minister around the world, Lord, as they've dedicated themselves to look unto you, Lord, to look into your word, Lord, and to minister just that, Lord, and to leave their own idea in their closet or wherever they put it, Lord, to surrender to you, Lord. We appreciate that, Lord. We thank you for all things, for it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.